Oh, very interesting. So there's a big natural gas field. Of course, there's a big boom in natural gas right now. That's going to be, again, that's probably why a lot of the Hispanics have moved into that corner of Kansas, is for this burgeoning natural gas industry. You can also even see some Wyoming counties now with large Hispanic population, and that could well be the same thing going on there because Wyoming's undergoing a huge energy boom. Usually it's going to be, you can see agricultural counties in eastern Washington, major metro areas as well. So thanks for bringing that up. Let's move on to the eastern two-thirds of the country. There's a few things that I want to note on this map. We talked about Austin, Texas here. Otherwise, we can see a sizable area, a very heavily Republican voting zone, Nebraska especially. The only county in Nebraska to have gone for Kerry is an American Indian reservation. Kansas, we do have Lawrence, Kansas, University of Kansas, and we have Kansas City, Kansas, as well as Kansas City, Missouri. Otherwise, there's a very large swath there. Oklahoma, not a single county voting for the Democratic candidate. That was true in Utah. I don't know if it's true. I'd have to check. I'm not sure if there are any other states where that's true. It used to be that southeastern Oklahoma was, which is the poor part of the state, more American Indian. That used to be very Democratic voting. No more. And actually, I saw a poll today that showed Oklahoma as McCain having the largest lead of any states.